The Son of the Wolf, Tales of the Far North, by Jack London. To the sons of the wolf, who sought their heritage and left their bones among the shadows of the circle. The Son of the Wolf. Man rarely places a proper valuation upon his womankind, at least, not until deprived of them. He has no conception of the subtle atmosphere exhaled by the sex feminine so long as he bathes in it. But let it be withdrawn, and an ever-growing void begins to manifest itself in his existence, and he becomes hungry, in a vague sort of way, for a something so indefinite that he cannot characterize it. If his comrades have no more experience than himself, they will shake their heads dubiously and dose him with strong physic. But the hunger will continue and become stronger. He will lose interest in the things of his everyday life and wax morbid. And one day, when the emptiness has become unbearable, a revelation will dawn upon him. In the Yukon country, when this comes to pass, the man usually provisions a poling boat, if it be summer, and if winter, harnesses his dogs and heads for the Southland. A few months later, supposing him to be possessed of a faith in the country, he returns with a wife to share with him in that faith, and, incidentally, in his hardships. This but serves to show the innate selfishness of man. It also brings us to the trouble of Scruff Mackenzie, which occurred in the old days, before the country was stampeded and staked by a tidal wave of Chichaquas, and when the Klondike's only claim to notice was its salmon fisheries.